I was watching one of my favorite, rewatching one of my favorite series, Madam Secretary. And she was talking to her very judgmental daughter in the way that American teenagers and children are often portrayed, you know, in their movies and series as incredibly judgmental. And she said to the daughter, well, I will not explain to you, you are entitled to your judgments or your assumptions, but you're not entitled to my explanation. One of the books I was reading a while ago said, children explain and adults inform. I learned that lesson the very hard way. One of the blessings of being, of having accomplishments and fame early in my life is that I also faced criticism very early in my life, you know. I faced criticism, you know. I remember trending because we had hosted, we'll talk about that another time, hosted our event, the Future Awards, in Aso Rock, a private event in the presidential villa. And coming back on social media and seeing a wave of criticism, got the criticism for, you know, doing political work at the highest levels across the country. I've had an occasion when I was trending on Twitter 5 days in a row.
5 days?
And not for positive things. Mm. That's actually what led to this show, because I was trending on Twitter for 5 days. So I went and Googled what to do when people hate you. And that's how I found a conversation between Oprah. I've shared this in public. Between Oprah and Brené Brown. And that's what made me say I want to do this show. In 2020, I left Twitter and I stopped responding to both praise and criticism. Not because I don't appreciate both. My people around me filter criticism and send it to me because I need to get better as a human being, and criticism helps us. I don't respond to praise in public for the same reason. But when I left Twitter and all social media, you know, I just realized it just made it more clear how much of a waste of time, all the time I spent explaining to people. In fact, it was worse. The more I explained, the more people doubted me. I'd done political work and people were criticizing me for this political choice, which I never apologized for because I had nothing to apologize for, but I tried to explain. And I wanted to explain because this work came from a very pure place. And I wanted to, some people were saying, you did it because of money. And I wanted to say, if you know me, you will know that I don't make decisions because of money. And I wanted to explain it to myself, you know, from the purity. The more I explained, the more people were convinced, you know, that I had done this with impure motives. The more I wanted to show my heart, the more people were sure that I was being dishonest. I've seen it as a leader of people. Nigerians call it resist the urge to shalaye, you know, resist the urge to overexplain is what they're saying. There is that tendency for us as human beings to want to explain, to think that everything can be explained, people can be persuaded. One of the greatest lessons I've learned is to recognize when people don't deserve an explanation.